Hi there, this is Elisa DiLorenzo with One Extraordinary Marriage, and we're in week zero, laying the foundation. And today I want to talk to you about the worksheet entitled, Why Are We Here? See, the two of you didn't wake up one day and just be like, I think we're going to be a couple that's in crisis. I think we're going to be a couple that's plateaued. It took time, and it took a lot of different experiences to bring the two of you to this place. And as you begin the journey through Rescue My Marriage today, it's important to know and fully understand what has brought the two of you to this point. And in this video, I want to go over each one of the questions. I actually have them right here in front of me, so I'm going to be looking down to share them with you because I want you to understand why each question is so important and why you deserve it to yourself and to your spouse to take the time to go over and truthfully answer each question. So, question number one, what have I done to bring us to this point? This question is all about personal accountability. It's not looking at your spouse. It's not saying, well, you did this and you did that. It takes two to get to any set of circumstances in a relationship. You both have made decisions. You both have done things, and you have a role in your marriage. And the only one that you can change in this relationship is you. So when you look at what have I done to bring us to this point, what you're doing in this question is taking ownership for those aspects of the relationship that you can control. Question number two, what do I see as our biggest struggles? Now, there are so many things that can cause couples to become disconnected, to, you know, go in different directions. It could be things like money or the kids or in-laws or jobs or where you're living or, you know, what your other activities are. You're the only one that's going to be able to answer this question. Don't go with what your friends have told you. Don't go with what your spouse has told you. What do you really see as the biggest struggles in your marriage? And working through this, putting these things out on the table, allows the two of you to really kind of get a better understanding of where your perspective is, where you're coming from. It's so important as you go through this that you make the commitment to be transparent and authentic. When you start talking about struggles, when you start talking about challenges, there's a tendency to be withholding, to not want to hurt somebody's feelings, to not want to say, well, I think this is a problem. The truth is that the two of you made a decision to do this program to get through the problems, to work through them, to find a solution. But you also need to know what the struggles that you're facing, and you need to be honest and transparent there. Not saying something or holding it back doesn't help you. It doesn't help your marriage. So be truthful and honest. Share what you see as your biggest struggles. But of course, every relationship also has success. And so that's where question number three comes in. What do you see as your biggest successes? Has it been the way the two of you have climbed your way out of debt over the years? Has it been the way that you know, look at your children and see how they're growing into amazing young adults? Has it been that you know your spouse always has your back and you've been able to climb the corporate ladder? Whatever it is that you see as a success, it's important to know that. And the reason why noting your successes is so important is because it gives the two of you that sense of accomplishment, that sense of, yes, we can do things, we have done things, we can work together on our marriage, and we've done so in the past. We've done so to be able to recognize that good things have come out of this marriage. That even if you're in a season right now where it feels like everything is doom and gloom, or you're wondering if there's light at the end of the tunnel, being able to find a success. I'd love for you to have a list of 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, whatever you can come up with. Even if you can only come up with one thing that has happened in the time that you've been married that you would classify as a success, that is a victory for your marriage, and that is something that needs to go down in the answer to that question. Question four, what have I been hesitant or reluctant to change in myself? And this is a question that might be hard for some of you because I am asking you to really take a look at your own behavior. And in doing so, it's about acknowledging and understanding those areas that you haven't been willing to change for the sake of the marriage. Maybe some of you haven't wanted to go to a counselor. Maybe you've said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go talk to somebody else about our problems. We can fix it on our own. Maybe some of you have been hesitant to willingly have sex with your spouse, and so rejection has become a very large component of your marriage. Maybe it's been a hesitancy to be transparent about your finances. Whatever it is that has held you back from being all in, that has held you back from being vulnerable with your spouse, that has held you back from making the changes necessary in your marriage, that needs to be listed in this question. Question 5, what have I been wishing would change? Every single one of you has wished for a magic wand or, you know, the fairy dust or the magic pill or something to change the circumstances in your marriage. It's part of the reason why you're here participating in Rescue My Marriage today, because you've been wishing that something would change. Maybe it's, you know, to just fix your mess. Maybe it's to have better communication, to have more sex, to just be able to get through the day without a fight. Whatever you've been wishing would change in your marriage, go ahead and list it here on your answer sheet so that you can see it in black and white or blue or red or whatever your color favorite pen is, but so that you can see it in your own words. What have you been wishing would change in your marriage? And then question 6, what do I want in our marriage? You know, the last question talked about what you wish would change, but what do you want your marriage to look like? What do you want it to feel like? What would it be like if, you know, if you had, you know, if the change happened in question number 5, what would it feel like to walk through your front door? You know, do you want your marriage to be one where the two of you sit down and have a conversation every day, where finances are an open book, where there's no rejection in the bedroom? What does that relationship look like to you? Because you have to know what your vision is for your relationship before you can go out and achieve it. Just saying, you know, I wish that we would have better communication is one thing. Being able to say, I wish we had a marriage where we spent 15 minutes talking together every day. That's much more concrete. And because it's more concrete, because you've created that vision, then you have the ability to go and create a plan for that vision. Now, that's what you want in your marriage. Question 7 says, what do I want from my marriage? You know, from is what you receive from the relationship. Do you want a marriage where you feel content? Do you want a marriage where you feel satisfied? Do you want a marriage where you feel friendship and companionship? I don't know what you want from your marriage, and I'm guessing that some of you have never really even asked yourself this question. So I want you to take some time to think, what do I want from this marriage? How do I want to be impacted? What is so important that I want to derive from this relationship? So these are the questions on why are we here? And in answering these questions, you're going to get to know yourself better. And in having a discussion with your spouse and sharing these questions with them, you're going to discover bits about each other that maybe you haven't really understood in the past, or maybe you haven't even been aware of. And it's going to open a whole new layer of vulnerability for the two of you.